So the Moran says, Litzcha Po'alim Kamrinan. Not that the people went home to do work, but rather the people that wanted to look to get workers to work for them that day, they would go out extra early. If you wanted to find a worker to work for you today, you'd go out mamish at this time, Barakoi. As soon as it's a little bit, Heyer Pnei Mizrach, as soon as it's a little bit light, there's Olas HaShachar, that's when you used to go out to look for Po'alim for workers. And the person that had the workers, or a worker that would go to work, he would only go later on, maybe. But now, at the earliest time, this is the time to go to look for workers. Shrashi Lischo Po'alim, Hayotsu Ishlam Lachtoi Lava Po'alim Koi. It's not going on the workers. The mamish got up now to go to work. Elo Balabayis, Shumashkim B'yoyser, Limtsoi Po'alim Lischo. Now, Balabos that has to hire out workers today, he gets up extra early to make sure he'll have workers to work for him today. So that was this time, at the earliest time of the day, when mamish the beginning of Olas HaShachar, that's when the Balabos would go out to start to look for workers. Where Amar Rav Safra, Tzlusa di Avram, it's interesting, the davening of Avram, Avram Shimon Esrei, but we're talking about Mincha now, is Mechi Meshachrei Koisle. Like, when's the earliest time you can daven Mincha? Is Zechura, it's 12 o'clock now. 12 o'clock by day. Meshachrei Koisle means when the wall becomes a little bit black. The kitzos like this. At 12 o'clock, really, Pnei Mizrach, the sun comes up on Mizrach. So you have a wall now. So now as soon as the sun comes up, the Mizrach, the east side of the wall, is always light. The whole day, and at least until 12 o'clock noontime, the sun is always shining on this side of the wall. 12 o'clock, the sun is punk exactly on top. Now, around 12:01, when the sun starts to move a little bit away from this wall, so now the Mizrach, the east side of this wall, now gets a little bit black. It's up until 12 o'clock, the sun was always shining on this wall. When it comes 12:01, that the sun moves over a little bit towards the Maror side, now the east side of the wall starts to get a little bit black. So at that time is the time you can start davening Mincha. That was Avraham Avinu's Tefillah, our Tefillah's Mincha. So the Shet of the Kasha, everybody asks, is that we know who was Masakin Mincha? Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu was Masakin Shachris. Mincha first, Yitzchak was Masakin. Sakin the Gemara now talks about Slusa the Avram, about Mincha, when he was only Masakin Shachris. That's the Toysi Shonim's Kasha. The Yim Toymi Yisk, Harmina Per Tzulos HaShachar, Yitzchak Tikkun Tfilos Mincha. Shinema Vayetz Yitzchak Tzulos HaSoda. It was Yitzchak that was Masakin Tzulos HaMincha, not Avraham Avinu. Yesh Leimar, the Yachash HaTikna Yitzchak, after Yitzchak, his son, was Masakim Mincha, Avram also davened Mincha. Kain, Pkach, Pirish, Rabbeinu Tam. Inam, another pshat is, I'm a Rebbe, the Mikom Mokam Avad, Hoy Avram Avinu, Metchila, Avad Avram Avinu also used to daven Mincha. Elosh Loyosa Klal, Lechol Bnei Beisoy. Avad Avram Avinu davened Vaisdois could be Shachmas Minchin Marv. Just it wasn't a takona yet for everybody to daven Mincha. Avram Avinu's time was only takona to daven Shachmas. To daven Mincha, he himself did it, but not he wasn't mitzav as Bnei Beisa to do it. Achetikno Yitzchak, until Yitzchak, he was mesakin at Tatkono, everybody should daven Mincha now. The Afilo Ruva Tashilun, Kain Kermila Kamon. Because we'll see later, Avraham Avinu himself was Mekayim Kol HaTarkuno, and even Mitzvos Midrabonin, and even at Tatkono, Erev Tashilun, he was also Mekayim Avraham Avinu. So Zecha Svar to say, Avraham Avinu was also daven Mincha. So that's the pshat, that Avad Avraham Avinu for himself daven Mincha. Just the takana for everybody else wasn't until Yitzchak. But I call upon him when Avram daven Mincha, the Gemara says, that Omer of Safra, Slusa the Avram, when Avram Avinu went to daven Mincha, was Mechi Meshachrei Koisle. It's right after 12 o'clock by daytime, when the east side of the wall is a little bit black now, that's the time to start davening Mincha. The Rashi says, Slusa the Avram, Tfilas Erev Shaloi, the Tfilas of Mincha, that Mechi Meshachrei Koisle, Choymas, the wall, Ha'aponis the Mizrach, that's facing towards the east side, from the beginning of the sun starting to shine in the morning, the east side of the wall was always lit. Lit up, the sun comes up on the east side, so the east side of the wall gets the rays from the sun. Exactly 12 o'clock, when the sun is directly on top, it doesn't make anything. The only time you have a shadow at 12 o'clock is directly underneath. Like the sun is straight up, so only if you have a shadow, something direct underneath it. But the sun doesn't give a shadow one way or the other way. Is Isaac Solom, these walls, the fish ain chama noitzis fesela brusha koisel, biuve, umetzu chudei, shalsas, uvevan, Kitzra, that's about it. That up until 12 o'clock, the east side of the wall is always shining, has the sun rays. And as soon as it comes a little bit after 12 o'clock, that the sun moves a little bit towards the west, then the east side of the wall is like a little bit black. So at that time, right after 12 o'clock, you can start davening mincha. For the Gemara Kasha, Omar Rav Yosef, Anan Yavrom, Nekem V'Nigmar, could we go and learn out the halachas from Avram Avinu? So what's the Kasha? So Rashi learns, Anam mi Avram nekem enigmar, boyes lelamdenu, liyos reason kavram. You want to teach us, like you're telling us, mashma, this is the zman to start the davening mincha. When? Pulled exactly 12 o'clock. Like, can we learn out from Avram Avinu? He was a big Zoras Avram Avinu. He was able to do it right away, but we can't be such a Zoras. We can't learn out from Avram Avinu. That's the way Rashi learns Pshat. The Dvar brings down that other Pshat and learn out that the Pshat was, how could we learn out halachas from Avram Avinu? It was Kaid Matnat Torah. And even if he did it, but it wasn't mitzvah to do it. Like maybe after the Sinas Torah, there's a new halacha how we have to do it. So the kasher is, how could we learn out how Avram Avinu did it? It was Kaid Matnat Torah. And this Gemara answers, Omar Rova, Tono Gomar Mi Avram, Vianan Loi Gamrina Minei. That's not a kasher. I'll bring you right a ton of a Mishnah, a ton of a Braisa learns out from Avram Avinu. So you see, whether it was Pshat, even though it's Kaid Matnat Torah, so what? If you don't see anywhere the Torah says Fakert, Mistama Avram Avinu was Makayim the Torah the way you're supposed to, and we could learn out from Avram Avinu. The Tanya would learn like this. The Pasuk says, Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimo Besara Losei. The mitzvah's Mila is on the eighth day. On the eighth day, a kid's born, Lazocho, you make a Mila. Now, Malamed, we learn out from this Pasuk, Shekol Hayoyim Koshel Mila. Really, any part of the day, even up to Shkia Sachama, it's kosher to make the bris Mila. Elobot, Shazrizin Makdim Lo Mitzvahs. If you're a Zoras, you're careful about the mitzvahs, you do it as early as possible. Shenemar, what's the right as an Indian to do the mitzvah as soon as possible early in the morning? How do we know this? We learn it out from Avram Avinu. So you see, you're learning out mitzvahs from Avram Avinu. So the Apostle says to Avram Avinu, Vayashkim Avram Baboykim, Vayachim Vayashkamore. So you see, he got up very early in the morning. So you see, there's an Indian of Zrizis. So we're learning out this Indian of Zrizis by our mitzvahs from Avram Avinu. So kids, you see, you could learn out halachas from Avram Avinu. So the Gemara says like this, Elo Amar Rava. So Rav explains, you know what Rav Yosef's kasha was like this. Elo Amar Rava. Rav Yosef Hoko Kashile. This is what was bothering Rav Yosef. That you just got finished saying, this man HaMincha, we learn out from Avram Avinu, is Kamat Radi Efter Chatzoy Sayoyim. Rav Rava had a kasha like this. Rav Yosef had a kasha like this. Tetznan, we learned in Mishnah Gemara and Sochim, that Chal Arvei Sochim Liyos Beru Shabbos. What's going to be if Erev Pesach, this man, Shechit, this Korban Pesach, comes out on Friday, comes out on Erev Shabbos? The halacha is now that usually on Erev Pesach, you shech the Korban Mavoy join Erev Pesach, and the time to Saleya, to roast your Korban, you can even do it at night time. Like you're allowed to roast the meat, yomtif by night, because you can eat it that night. Mashenkin, if it comes out Erev Pesach on Friday, you're not allowed to roast the meat on Shabbos. It's also to cook on Shabbos. So you have to roast your carbon Pesach before Shkia. So Melu will makpid to make the Tomid Shorben Abayim as early as possible. Because like we learned before, the carbon of Pesach comes after the Tomid Shorben Abayim. So such an Erev Pesach to come down Erev Shabbos will makpid to make the carbon of Tomid Shorben Abayim as early as possible. Because then right after that, you'll start to bring your carbon of Pesach, that there'll still be enough time yet to roast the carbon before Shabbos, before at night. So din was, Chal Arvei Pesachim Lias Merah Shabbos is when's the earliest time? Nishchat B'sheshu Machta. You can't shecht it at 12 o'clock. You have to wait to 12:30. You have to wait another half an hour until by story. That's the Zman of Tomei Shorben Abayim. And we know Tfilas HaMincha is connected to Tomei Shorben Abayim. So for who are the Tfilas HaMincha? You're not allowed to daven until 12:30. So how come it says by Avraham Avinu? He daven Mincha at 12 o'clock. So we hear it's Mashma, the Zman is first 12:30. Vaita the Korav is Shevel Machta. They started to do the Shechita of the Korav and Atomid at 12:30, and by the time they finished all the Avoidis, it was 1:30. Took an hour. For the Gemara, V'nishka tei mechi meshachri koistle. If you can tell me now that mechi shachri koistle at 12:01, it's already called the Zman for the Tomid Shorben Abayim, that's the time to daven Mincha, so how come on Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, why don't we do the Shechita so early? What do you have to wait to 12:30 for? Why don't you do it a little bit earlier? Do it exactly at 12:01 already. Do it. That's the Gemara's kasha. After Gemara, my kasha. What's so shver? Ataye v'dilma koisle de Beis HaMikdash v'sheishu machzo m'shachri. Maybe in the Beis HaMikdash, its wall, its east side of the wall, first became black a little bit at 12:30. Why? So where it says, Mishum d'loy mechavne tuva. Ataye, because maybe the wall of the Beis HaMikdash was not directly straight up. And like Rashi says, we'll soon see, it was wide at the bottom, and then when it got higher up, it became narrow a little bit. So therefore, it was not directly straight up. So maybe it did not get a little bit of black, the like east side of the wall, until 12:30. That's the Gemara's terrace. So therefore, there's no stira by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the wall was straight up, therefore got a little black the east side at 12 o'clock, 12:01. And the Beis HaMikdash, though, it first happened at 12:30. So the Ritva asked, what's going on here? It's not a din exactly when the wall gets black. Nechur, it's totally, what's the time to get out of Mincha? When is the time to Talmud Rabbeinu Abayim? Nechur, the time is at the 12 o'clock. So he gives a teretz that we want to give a simon to know exactly when that is. So we have to have a direct simon. So the simon should be when the east side of the wall gets a little bit black. Now, when the Beis HaMikdash, since the wall was a little bit slanty, it was not straight up, therefore it first got black a little bit at 12:30. Therefore, the takana was not to do the Talmud Rabbeinu Abayim up until 12:30. Even though really it's kosher at 12 o'clock, like Avram Avinu daven mincha at that time. Right, it's a zman azah. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to wait to 12:30. Inami, another teretz is, Shani Avram, tiestegninos gedoy lo hoysa blivay. Avram Avinu was very smart in astrology. He knew exactly when 12 o'clock is. So he could daven mincha then. But we're not such a big bucky. So mainly we have to wait to 12:30, like to take out all sveikas we have. Like, we're afraid if we'll do it 12:01, maybe really it's not 12 o'clock yet. Maybe it's earlier than 12 o'clock. So therefore, the reason why we have to wait to 12:30 is because we're not for sure exactly what time it is. Rashi is Tagnigdus. Lios Boki Balichas Mazolus. Avram Avinu was a big Boki, how the Mazolus went. Utchilas HaShoyis, he knew exactly when the beginning of the hour was. Dochi Tanya Baba Basra. Vashem Berachas Avram Bakil. Is Tagnigdus Kedur Lohois Ablibai. He knew a lot about astrology. All the people used to come to ask Avram Avinu, what's going to be doing with the mazolus? So therefore, Avram Avinu knew exactly what it is. Mashenkin us, we don't know exactly what the time is, therefore we have to wait to 12:30.
Weiter.
Inami, another teretz is, Mishum de Zokin v'yeshev yeshiva hevi. I tell you, Avram Avinu, he was like a Rosh Yeshiva. He was a Zokin v'yeshev yeshiva hevi. Therefore, he could dive a mincha right away. But for us, we don't know the exact time, we have to wait to 12:30. So Gemara doesn't say exactly what the teretz is here. So one sefer once said, the pshat is that Avram Avinu was zaken yeshiv yeshiva, means he used to learn the whole day. Now if you learn, or you're saying yeshir, he was afraid he'll get a rangatun of learning and he forgot the daven mincha. Therefore, you know what he did. As soon as it came, the exact second of the daven mincha, he was mocked with the daven right away. Today, he shouldn't forget himself later in learning and forget the daven mincha. So that was Avram Avinu, because he was a zaken yeshiv yeshiva. Mashenkin Bayos, we're not a Zak and Yeshiv Yeshiva, we're not so Makbus, we don't know the exact second when to start davening Mincha. Therefore, the Mishnah in Pesachim says, you have to wait till 12:30. The Yom Reb Choma Rebbe Chanina, Mi Yamehem Shel Avoseinu Loi Parsha Yeshiva Mehem. From the times of the Yovis, it never stopped an Indian of having Yeshiva. There was always a Yeshiva by them. There was always sitting and learning Torah. Hoyu B'Mitzrayim, they were in Mitzrayim, Yeshiva Mohem. They had a Yeshiva in Mitzrayim also. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lech v'yasavta zikne Yisrael. Go gather together the zikne Yisrael. Zikne Yisrael means they were the Zkenim sitting and learning Torah. Hoyu b'midbar, they were, Klai Yisrael was in the midbar. Yeshivim mohim, they had yeshiva with them. Shenema, osvali shivim ishmi zikne Yisrael. Right, so zikne Yisrael means the Zkenim that yeshivim b'yeshiva. Avram Avinu, zokein v'yeshiv yeshiva hoyu. Avram Avinu was also an older person, and he was sitting in yeshiva. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yavrom zokein bo bayomim. So zokein mashmos, so zokein means a yeshiv yeshiva, like the Ritva says pirish. V'yein zokein elezeh shakona chokma. A zokein always means he was kona chokma. Yitzchok Avinu, zokein v'yeshiv yeshiva hoya. He was also a zokein and yeshiv yeshiva. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yehi ki zokein Yitzchok. So Mash Yevro Teres says, Loshna zokan, it means he was old and sitting in yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu zokein v'yeshiv yeshiva was also a zokein v'yeshiv yeshiva. Hoya, Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yeinei Yisroel kovdu mizokin. His eyes became hard because he was old, mizokin. So Loshna zokin here also means he was yeshiv yeshiva. Eliezer Ever Avram was also a zokein v'yeshiv yeshiva. Hoya, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayoy me Avram el Avdoi. Zekan Beisoi. He was a Zekan Beisoi. Hamoshe b'chol ha-shaloi. He took care of all his, everything to do. He took care for Avram Avinu. So there's a lotion of Zekan Beisoi was also Zokin Yeshiv Yeshiva. Omer Reb Loza. What does it mean, Hamoshe b'chol ha-shaloi? I mean, Shemoshe b'teiros rabbi. He took care of the teiros rabbi. He taught it to other people. Like with Ashin, Hu damesek Eliezer. What does it mean, damesek Eliezer? That Omer Reb Leza, she'adoyla, he like drew it up, Omashke mitaroisai shel rabbi lacherim. He drew up the Torah from Avram Avinu and taught it over to others. That was Eliezer Eved Avram. So he was that Zekan Beisoi, Hamoshe b'chol ha-shaloi. He was Shemoshe b'teiros rabbi. He took care of teiros rabbi. He was the one to teach to other people the teiros of Avram Avinu. So Rashi says, Deilo mashke nutrikin shel dameshik. Omar Rav. So Rav says like this. Kayim Avram Avinu kol ha-teiros kula. Avram Avinu was Mekayim kol ha-teiros kula. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ekev asher shom Avram b'keli. That Avram listened to my Koli, Mashmi did all the mitzvahs. Omalei Rav Siva Bachia, L'Rav. V'yein lo sheva mitzvahs. Maybe you only did the sheva mitzvahs of B'nai Noach. So Rashi sheva mitzvahs. Shenetztavu l'shar kol B'nai Noach. Avu Torah lo nitlu loy. But that's the kashrim. Eich ha-tayas Avram if he tzivui, he didn't have to do kol Torah kulo. It was only that time, the sheva mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So what's the raya Avram Avinu did more than he was supposed to of the sheva mitzvahs B'nai Noach? Maybe the Pasuk says, Asher Shom Avram B'Koli, maybe B'Koli means only the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. For the Gemara Iko Nami Mila, I Avram Avinu already had the tzivah to do the Bris Mila. So Enoch Nami, V'Eimah Sheva Mitzvahs Mila. Maybe true, Avram Avinu did the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and he also did the Mitzvahs Mila. But that's all. What's the riot that Rav says that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol Terakula? So Mar answers, Omlai answers like this. In Kaim, why does the end of this Pasuk says, it says, Ekev Asher Shom Avram B'Koli, it says mitzvoy soy, v'soy roy soy. That's what the pasuk says. Same came mitzvoy soy, v'soy roy soy lomeli. Why does the pasuk say lashon plural mitzvoy soy v'soy roy soy? So as Mashmir said that Avram Avinu was mekayim kol ha-teiros kula. Amar Rava v'itamer Rav Ashi kayim Avram Avinu afilu aruv v'tashilim. And not only mitzvah midiraisom was Avram Avinu mekayim, but as even mekayim takonas rabbonim and even a small takonah aruv v'tashilim. Shenem, the pasuk says, "Soy rosoy." What does "soy rosoy" mean? Achas terush of iksav, the achas terush of apir. He is mekayim terush of iksav. What it says in the Torah, the mitzvahs midiraisa, and achas terush of apir. It's interesting. Usually, we always hold terush of apir is halachul moshim sinai. Here's the mashma like that. The chura, a rule of tashilin was not halachul moshim sinai. A rule of tashilin, the rabbanim were first masakin later on. So Torah Shavah Peh just means what the Rabbanim were Masakin, Avram Avinu was also Mekayim, even Eruv Tashilin. Senechlein, Avram Avinu was Mekayim, called Torah Kula. Like Rashi says, Afilo Eruv Tashilin, She'enai Halach L'Moshe Misinai. It's not Halach, it wasn't learned by Moshe Bahasinai, El Takona Seifrim, She'asidin L'Sakin. It's a Takona the Rabbanim made later on. At Midiraisa we say you are allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, either because of Sforam Hoyol, Hoyoli Boy Miklei Orchim, Midiraisa, you are allowed to cook. Real stam, Sarche Shabbos is not in the Yom Tif. It's only with the Rabbanon you're not allowed to cook from a Friday Yom Tif to a Shabbos. So the Rabbanon will Masakah to make an Erev Tashilim. And even this, Avram Avinu was also Mekayim. Yeah. Right. The Mishnah says now, Masya ben Shmuel Oimer, Vu Amalehen, as he was the Skan that took care of the Pius, and the Mishnah says, he used to tell to them, is it light enough? And they would say, yes, it's light enough. And they would answer back, Cain, yes. So the question now, who answered yes? Who was talking to who? So Gemara says, Man Omehain, who said yes back to who? Is Ilay Mahach de Koya Igro, if you want to tell me, the one that's on top of the roof, the one that's like looking to see if it's light enough, after he said it's light, he said yes. Fred Gemara, Ohu Cholim, Vumafasher, like he dreamt and he gave the answer. Like the Khuri, he is the one that's saying it's light. So what do you mean he said yes? Like the same person that says it's light, he doesn't have to say yes. If I ask you a question, you'll answer me back yes. But if I tell you it's light, what do you mean I tell you it's yes? Yeah. Tomorrow, Elo, Hach de Koya Aru. No, it means the one not on top of the roof, but the other one that's on bottom, the Mamuna, that's on bottom, he says yes. Fredigmor, no yoda. How could he say yes? It's so light. He doesn't know. How does he know? So that's the kash. Who's saying back to yes? Must the boy is saying, I'll give you two terutzim. The boy is saying, I have to call Arya. Maybe it's going on the one on the floor. He answers back, yes. I had it to know if it's light. We'll soon see. The boy is saying, another terutz I can give you. Have to call Igra. It's going upon the one that's on top of the roof to look at, to check out, to make sure it's light enough. He answers back, yes. How do you have it? The boy is saying, I tell you, have to call Igra. It's talking about the person that's on top of the roof. He answers back, yes. What does it mean? Oma Ihu, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. He answers back and says, you should know it's light, the whole Pnei Mizrach. V'yomalei hach dekoy Arya. Then the one on the bottom on the floor asks back to the top one, is it even lit up? Atche b'chevron? Even up to chevron? V'yomalei Ihu hein? And the one on top answers back, yes. So that's how the answer yes comes to the one on top. The one on top first answers, you should told everybody, you should know Brakoy. It's light. Now the one on the bottom asks him, is it even light until Hebron? And then the one on top answers back, yes. That's John the Mishnah. The boy is saying, another Terrence says, Hach to Koya Arya. You know who says yes? The one on the ground. Aye, how does he know if it's light or not? So Mars is like this. Oma Iyu, hey, you play Kol Mizrach. The one on the top says, you should know it's light already, the whole play Mizrach. The Yomalei, so the one on the bottom asks him, Ache b'chevron. The Yomalei, hey, and he says back, yes. Well, the other way now. The one on the bottom. He's Omar Iyu Heyer Pnei Kol Mizrach. He's the one on the bottom asks the one on top, is it lit already? The Yomalei answers back, Atche B'chevron. Or the Yomalei, hein? Yes. See Rashi? Omar Hein, Kate, Omar, actually Omar Hein. Kate said, Omar, hi, the Koy Arya. The one was on the floor. Heyer Pnei Kol Mizrach. The Losh and Shila. He asked them to ask the question. The one on the floor asked the one on top of the roof, do you know yet, is it Heyer Pnei Mizrach? Vizeh Omaloi, and the one on top answers back, Ad Sheh B'Chevron Heyer. You should know it's even lit up until Chevron. The Omaloi Hai Dekoy Arya, then the one on the bottom of the floor says, Hein, means yes. What does that mean, yes? Kach Ani Shoyel. That's what I'm asking you. So in other words, the one on the bottom first asked the one on the top, is it light? Now the one on the top wasn't sure what he meant to ask. So he asks back, do you want to know if it's lit all the way up until Mizrach, up until Chevron? So the guy on the bottom says, yes, that's what I meant to ask you. So the one on the yes means the one on the floor is saying back yes to the one on the top. So the kid says, not posh what the Mishnah means. He can learn both ways. Either the one on top is saying yes, or the one on the bottom is saying yes. Right. Why do we have to check out to make sure it's light? Because we don't want a mistake like it once happened, that they thought it was daytime, and really it was only the shine of the moon that made it light. For the Gemara, me Michlof, can you make a mistake between the rays of the moon to the rays of the sun? For Tani, we learned like this: Rabbi Yoimer, ain't a doimer, it's not doimer, timur shalavoyna, like the rays that come out of the moon, le timur shalchama, to the rays that come out of the sun. Timur shalavoyna mitam reviyerla kamakel, the rays that come out of the lavoyna, out of the moon, like go straight up like a makel, like a stick. Mashenki and timur shalchama, the rays that come out of the sun, mafsei lekan lekan. Spreads out both sides, this side, that side, it sprays out. So the kids said they could have seen what type of rays is it. Is it a rays coming from the ray coming from the moon should be going straight up? Or is it a ray coming out from the sun that goes all around? So how did they make such a mistake? So my answer is, Tona Dver B'Yishmoel, Yoyim HaMa'unen Hoya, it was a cloudy day, Omar Tzir Lakan Lakan. So even though it was only the ray of the moon, but since it was a cloudy day, through the clouds, it looks like the ray was going on this side and that side. So that's how they made a mistake and thought it was the rays of the sun. Shashiyem HaMunin, Harakiya Kosh above him was very cloudy. V'yena Timur Niru Bad HaRofo, and they couldn't see the rays so well. El Bamokim Pizar of him, only where the clouds are spread out in a lot of different places. So therefore, it looked to them as if these rays were spread out. That's why they thought it was the sun. That's how they made the mistake. The Omer of Papa, Shema Mina, from here we see that Yoima de Iba, the day when it's cloudy, Kula Shimsha. It's sunny. Yoima de Iba, Kula Shimsha. Shashi Yoima de Iba, Kula Shimsha. Afilo ba Mokam Tzel, even when it's a cloudy day, even in a shadow place, Shachama ba Kas ba Chol Mokam, V'yena Yoitza Dera Chaloin, Kenegar Chaloinah Shavim, Oinda Faneon, Mispashin Aleil ba Kas ba Chol Pisach Shvim. In other words, there's no such thing as the clouds keeping away the rays of the sun. The sun always shoots through. That means the Yom Adiba Kula Shimsha. The day of the clouds, there's still the rays of the sun still comes through it. L'may Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina? L'shtuchei Oris, to spread out skin. Inami L'kadadarish Rava. like Rava made a drasha, that Rava dashin isha la tilish, an isha should not bake matzah, loy bechama, not in the sun, for loy bechame chama, and not in hot water from the sun, because we're afraid the rays of the sun will make the dough become chametz. That's nafkamina. Even though it's cloudy outside and you don't see the rays of the sun. So you would think Anisha could make a matzah. Outside, still no. Even though it's cloudy, you should know the rays of the sun are still coming through. And you have to be afraid the dough will become chametz. So don't make your matzahs outside. Drashi. The shlech oris, liyavish. If you want to dry out your skin, even though it's a cloudy day, you don't see the rays of the sun, you should know the rays will still be there. You can still go and dry out your skin. And Omar Rav Nachman, Zuama de Shimsha, Koshi Mishimsha. The Zuma, like the rays of the sun, is more hotter than the sun itself. Shashi Zuma de Shimsha. Oisei Chayim Shem Hamunen. The heat you have from a cloudy day is worse than the sun itself. The Simnecho, a symbol for this is Dana de Chalam, a barrel full of challah vinegar. Shash Dana de Chalam, Shepia Sosim, your top is closed very well. Shloyotzer Rechoy, the smell shouldn't come out of the Yachlish. Ubishat the Noiki of Neck of Cotton, Yoitzer Shem Rea Chazak Miyoid. That's the simon. If you have a closed barrel of vinegar, so you close it very tight, as soon as you make a little hole in it, the strong smell comes out. Huadin, when it's cloudy, a big rays come out, and the rays are very strong, more than when it's the sun is out by itself. And Shvire de Shimsha, Koshim Mishimsha. The Shvire de Shimsha, Shrashi that, San Uftagim Shvire, Shemesh and Akevas Makoyach Derech Nekev, Hovim. If you have like holes in the clouds, and the sun is shining through there, that's harder than the actual shining of the sun itself. Visimnecha Dilfa, the Alpha. Rashi Kosha Dalaf, Hayurid Al Odom, Mishim Nichnas Kol Gufalamayim. If you have a hole in your ceiling and water comes down, it's harder for you if the water drips down in one spot rather than your whole body would go into the water. If your whole body goes into the water, no, you're okay, you're swimming right now. But if you're in your house dressed and just one point there's a crack there and the water's coming through, that bothers you a lot. That's the simon here also. If you have a cloudy day and there are breakthrough the clouds where the sun is shining through, when the shine through there, those rays are more harmful, are harder to you than the rays when the sun is out altogether. All right, stop here.